From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Houston, Texas, the fourth largest American city, is bracing for more tropical storm rains, with rescue workers struggling to reach thousands of people already stranded by raging floodwaters. The Federal Emergency Management Chief Brock Long told reporters on Monday that his agency is going to be in Texas, quote, for several years.
We've been telling people that this is coming. It's still ongoing, but you couldn't draw this situation up. The bottom line is that it's going to continue on. We need the whole community, not only the federal government forces, but this is a whole community effort from all levels of government, and it's going to require the citizens getting involved.
Long says he's anticipating over 30,000 people having to be placed temporarily in shelters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott told reporters he has deployed the entire Texas National Guard, about 15,000 women and men. U.S. Weather Prediction Center lead forecaster Patrick Burke told VOA, "The message we've been getting out today is that we've never seen a storm like this. We've never seen these rainfall amounts over such a large area. And so the damage is already catastrophic, and unfortunately is going to continue to be catastrophic for the next several days." Harvey was the strongest hurricane to hit the United States mainland in more than 10 years. U.S. gasoline prices surged as much as 7% Monday as a result of storm damage caused by the hurricane. Oil producers' costs have also been rising since the storm's winds and floodwaters slammed into a part of Texas home to many of the nation's refineries. This is VOA News.